This is the Sakamuli of the 13th of January, 2026. Essence, sweet children, to have regard for the Father's Srimad means never to miss a Muli, to obey all the instructions. Question. If you children are asked if you are happy and content, what should you reply with intoxication? Answer. Tell them, I was concerned to find the one who lives beyond in the Brahm element. Now that I have found him, what else would I want? I have attained what I wanted. You children of God are not concerned about anything else. The Father has made you belong to him and is placing crowns on your heads. So what do you have to be concerned about? Om Shanti. The Father says that it definitely has to be in the intellects of you children that Baba is the Father, the Teacher, and the Supreme Guru. You must definitely remember this. No one else can teach you this remembrance. Only the Father comes and teaches you this every cycle. Only He is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. He is the Father, the Teacher, and the Guru. Now that each of you has received a third eye of knowledge, you understand this. Although you children understand this, some forget the Father, and so how could they remember the Teacher or the Guru? Maya is so powerful that even though you know the praise of his three forms, she makes you forget all three of them. She is such an almighty authority. Some children also write, Baba, we forget. Maya is so powerful. According to the drama, this is very easy. You children understand that there can never be anyone else like him. He is the Father, the Teacher, and the Satguru. He really is this. It is not a tall story. You should have this understanding inside you, but Maya makes you forget. Some say that they are defeated. So how could they accumulate multi-millions at every step? The deities are portrayed with a symbol of the lotus. This cannot be given to everyone. This study is taught by God, not by human beings. This study can never be taught by human beings. Although the deities are praised, only the one Father is the highest on high. How could there be extra praise for them, since today they have a donkeyship, and tomorrow they will have a kingdom? You are now making effort to become like them, Lakshmi and Narayan. You know that many have failed in their efforts. Only those who passed in the previous cycle are studying now. In fact, this knowledge is very easy, but Maya makes you forget it. The Father says, write your chart. However, you are not able to do this. For how long would you sit and write? When you do sit down to write it, you have to check whether you stayed in remembrance for 2 hours. Then it can also be seen whether you are following the Father's Srimat by putting it into practice. The Father would understand that perhaps such poor, hopeless children are ashamed. Otherwise, Srimat would be put into practice. However, hardly 2% write their charts. Some children don't have that much regard for Srimad. Even though they receive Murlis, they don't study them. Their hearts must definitely be pinching them that Baba really is speaking the truth. If I don't study the Murli, what can I explain to others? In brackets, the pilgrimage of remembrance. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. You children understand that we truly are souls and that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching us. What else does he say? Remember me, and you will become the masters of heaven. The Father, the study, and the teacher are all included in this. Even the bestower of salvation is included in this. All of this knowledge is merged in a few words. You come here to revise this. It is only because you yourself say that you forget that the Father explains this. That is why you come here and revise it. Even though some are living here, they are unable to revise it. It is not in their fortune. The Father inspires you to make effort. Only the One Father inspires you to make effort. There can be no favoritism in this, nor is there a special study. In a worldly study, they employ a teacher especially to give private tuition. That one teaches everyone the same, to create their fortune. To what extent would that teacher teach each one privately? There are so many children. In worldly studies, some students are children of important people, and so they are taught privately. Their teacher can understand that someone is a dull student and that he would therefore make him worthy of claiming a scholarship. The Father does not do that. This one teaches everyone the same. Other teachers inspire you to make extra effort. This one doesn't ask any individual to make extra effort. To help someone make extra effort means that his teacher would have special mercy for him, although the teacher might be paid to make special time for teaching the student, through which he could become clever. Here, though there is no question of extra study, there is no question of it at all. He gives you just the one great mantra, Man Manabhav. You understand that what happens by having remembrance. You understand that the Father is the purifier. You know that by remembering him, you will become pure. You children now have this knowledge. The more remembrance you have, the purer you will become. The less remembrance you have, the less pure you will become. It all depends on the efforts of you children. We have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan by remembering the unlimited Father. Everyone knows their praise. It is said, you are charitable souls and we are sinful souls. So many temples have been built to them. What do people go there for? There is no benefit in just having a glimpse. Some say, so-and-so is going on a pilgrimage and I want to go too. What will happen through that? Nothing at all. You children have also been on pilgrimages. Just as they celebrate all the festivals, so they consider a pilgrimage to be a festival too. You now consider this pilgrimage of remembrance to be a festival. You stay on this pilgrimage of remembrance. There is just the one word, Man Manabhav. This pilgrimage of yours is eternal. They also say that they have been going on pilgrimages eternally. However, you have the knowledge to tell them that you go on this pilgrimage every cycle. Only the Father comes and teaches you this pilgrimage. They go on pilgrimage to the four main pilgrimage places for birth after birth. The unlimited Father says, remember me and you will become pure. No one else can say that you can become pure by going on a pilgrimage. When people go on a pilgrimage, they remain pure at that time. Nowadays, everything there is so dirty. They don't remain pure. No one knows about this spiritual pilgrimage. The Father has now told you that this remembrance is the only true pilgrimage. Those people go on a pilgrimage and then, when they return, they become the same as they were. They continue to go around and around. Just as Vasco da Gama went around the world, so they also go around. There is the song, "We went around everywhere and yet remained very far away from you." No one on the path of devotion can enable you to attain him. No one has found God. They have remained distant from God. They go on their pilgrimages and then, when they return home, they get trapped in the five vices. All of those pilgrimages are false. You children now understand that this is the most elevated confluence age when the Father comes. One day, everyone will come to know that the Father has come. It is said, ultimately, you attain God. But how? No one knows this. You sweetest children understand that you are once again making Bharat into heaven by following Srimad. You only mention the name Bharat. At that time, there are no other religions. The whole world becomes pure. There are now innumerable religions. The Father comes and tells you this knowledge of the whole tree. He reminds you of this. You were deities, and you became warriors, then merchants, and then Shudras. You have now become Brahmins. The Father gives you such an easy explanation of Hamso, I am what I was. Om means I, a soul. And it is I, a soul, who goes around the cycle. Those people say that I, a soul, am the Supreme Soul, and that the Supreme Soul is each soul. Not a single one of them knows the accurate meaning of Hamso. The Father says, constantly remember this mantra. If you don't have the cycle in your intellects, how can you become the rulers of the globe? We souls have now become Brahmins and will then become deities. You can go and ask anyone this, and no one will be able to tell you the answer. They don't even understand the meaning of 84 births. The rise and fall of Bharat has been remembered. That is fine. You children now understand everything about the stages of Sato Pradhan, Sato Rajo Tamo, the Sun Dynasty, the Moon Dynasty, the Merchant Dynasty. Only the Father who is the seed is called the Ocean of Knowledge. He doesn't enter this cycle. It isn't that we souls become supreme souls. No. The Father makes us equal to himself in being knowledgeful. He doesn't make us into God, like himself. These things have to be understood very clearly, because only then will you be able to turn the cycle around in your intellects. This is called the discus of self-realization. By using your intellects, you can understand how you enter the cycle of 84 births. Everything is included in this. The time, the clans, and the deities are also all included in this. You children should have all of this knowledge in your intellects. It is only through knowledge that you receive a high status. When you have this knowledge, you can also give it to others. You aren't made to take any exam papers here. In other schools, their exam papers come from abroad. The results of those who study abroad are given to them abroad. There too, they must have an important education minister to have the papers checked. Who checks your papers? You yourselves would do that. You can make yourself into whatever you want. You can claim from the Father whatever status you want by making effort. At the exhibitions, you children ask them, what will you become? A deity, a barrister, or something else? To the extent that you remember the Father and do service, accordingly, you will receive the fruit of that. Those who remember the Father very well can also understand that they have to do service. Subjects have to be created. A kingdom is being established, and so all kinds are needed for that. There are no advisers there. Only those who have less wisdom need advisers. There, you don't need to have any advice. Some come to ask Baba for his advice. They ask for advice about gross things. What should we do with our money? How should we carry on with our business? Baba says, don't bring those worldly matters to the Father. He sometimes gives a little support to some children so that they don't become disheartened. That is not my business. My business is the godly business of showing you the path and how you can become the masters of the world. You are receiving Srimad, whereas all the rest are devilish dictates. In the Golden Age, there are elevated directions. In the Iron Age, there are devilish dictates. That is the land of happiness. There you won't need to ask, are you happy and content? Is your health okay? Such questions don't exist there. Such questions are asked here. You don't have any difficulty, do you? Are you happy and content? Many things are also included in this. There is no sorrow there that you would need to ask this. This is a world of sorrow. In fact, no one should ask you these questions. Although Maya makes you fall, you have still found the Father. You should reply, why are you asking me about my welfare? We are God's children. Therefore, why should you ask us about our welfare? I was concerned to find the one who resides beyond in the Brahm element. Now that I have found him, what else would I be concerned about? Constantly remember whose children you are. Your intellects have the knowledge that the war will begin when you become pure. Therefore, when they ask you whether you are happy and content, tell them, we are always happy and content. Even though you may be ill, you still remain in remembrance of the Father. You are happier and even more content here than you are in the Golden Age. Since you have found the Father who makes you so worthy and gives you the sovereignty of heaven, why should you have any concern? What concern would the children of God have? Even there, the deities have no concerns. Therefore, as God is higher than the deities, how can the children of God have any concerns? Baba is teaching us. He is our teacher and Satguru. Baba is placing crowns on our heads. We are becoming those who are crowned. You know how you receive the crown of the world. The Father doesn't place it on you. You know that in the Golden Age, the Father places his crown on the head of his Son, who in English is called the Crown Prince. Here, unless the Father places the crown on the head of his Son, The son is impatient for his father to die so that he can receive the crown. He wants to become an emperor from a prince. Such things don't exist there. According to the system there, the father places the crown on his son's head and steps away in his own time. There is no talk of the stage of retirement there. He builds palaces for his children and fulfills all their desires. You can understand that there is only happiness in the golden age. You will receive all happiness in a practical way when you go there. Only you understand what will exist in heaven. Where do you go when you shed your bodies? The Father is now teaching you in a practical way. You know that you really will go to heaven. They say that they are going to heaven, but they don't know what heaven is. For birth after birth, you have been listening to things of ignorance. The Father is now telling you the truth. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vadona 1. In order to remain constantly happy and content, stay in remembrance of the Father. Put the crown of the kingdom on yourself by studying. 2. Serve Bharat to make it into heaven by following Srimat. Always have regard for Srimat. Blessing. May you have a right to a Sun Dynasty status by remaining aware of your elevated fortune and thereby staying in your powerful form. Those who constantly remain aware of their elevated fortune have a powerful form. They are constantly aware of their eternal and real form. They never put on any artificial face. Many times, Maya makes your forms of virtues and duties take on an artificial form. She makes someone angry, someone greedy, someone unhappy, and someone peaceless. But your real form is beyond all of those things. The children who remain stable in their real form claim a right to a Sun Dynasty status. Slogan: Become one who has mercy for everyone, and the ego of I and any doubts will finish. Avyakt signal: In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation and life. Your creation, the lotus, lives in water, but is free from bondage to the water. Since your creation has this speciality, can you master creators not have this speciality? Whenever you become tied by some bondage, keep the example of a lotus flower in front of you. When a lotus is able to become detached and lovely, can a master almighty authority not become that? You will then become like that for all time. Om Shanti.